Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atitula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you on a Wednesday. Do you always like smile and nod when you don't know somebody?
Yeah, we're kind of in.
What's your plan of attacking?
Well, you know the reality of it all, right?
What's that?
Have I told you this?
No.
Mm-mm. When you want to say hello, and this is one of life's mysteries, and I'm not exaggerating. Like, if I see Figgy walking down the hall, and I'm on the other end of the hall, and I say what's up with a gesture, my head goes up like this.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a stranger, it goes down. Like this.
Okay. There's cultural differentiations there as well.
But by and large, like if you're a stranger and you're walking down the hall, this is what I do to you.
I like this. Oh, you do the lip purse too.
Well, I did that. You don't have to do the lip purse.
Oh, goodness.
But why is that?
I don't.
It's true.
Think
about it, people.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
Stranger, head down. Familiar, head up. Like, what's up?
Okay. All right.
Usually, and this is a personal thing, I usually try to say something like, hey, or... Hey,
yeah, but if you're
on?
Just doing the gesture, it's head down, stranger, head up, familiar.
Okay, all right. Let's interrogate that on the text line.
Yeah.
Well, also, let's talk about a Houston Rockets victory, 196 in Atlanta, makeup game from earlier in the month when Atlanta was snowed out.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Rockets get another victory sandwiched in this road trip that they have. And so 4 wins in a row, all on the road. Or sorry, 4 wins in a row, 3 of them, last 3 of them on the road. And on the second night of a back-to-back, but it was sloppy. It was real net. 21 turnovers by your Houston Rockets in this one. Paired back some of the minutes for your starters. And you had Jalen Green after a tough start. He got it together, started knocking down, getting to the basket, rather, and getting shots to go down. And you ultimately get a victory against the Hawks. But there were some moments where defensively you saw some real lapses. I mentioned a lot of turnovers there. And that was a little bit of, okay, yeah, so let me slow my roll on some of this with the Rockets. Like, I've talked about them, and we've all talked about them as, like, being a really good basketball team that can contend against the best in a playoff circumstance. And I was like, oh, yeah, but there's still instances where you can see them maybe not have that same energy. If, you know, someone like Tari wasn't playing in this game, neither was Cam Whitmore. You didn't have that spark plug off the bench that could kind of give them some energy, too, that seemed to help them, even when Amen was on the bench before he started this run of being incredible as a starter. You saw that spark plug. They didn't have that there. So there's some things that I was looking at, and then also seeing the dribble penetration that Trae Young was able to get, that, hey, if those elite kind of ball handlers are able to get, is that going to be an issue? But you're looking at this game, and you're like, I actually see more confirmation about this roster.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because let's go through it. Was it sloppy? Yes. Oh, I hate when people ask themselves questions, but let's do it anyway.
Ah, yeah, question talker. Am I talking like this? Yes. Do I like it? No. Are you going to keep listening? Probably.
And here I go. Was it sloppy? Yes. Was it uninspired? Yes. Was the defense lagging? Yes. Were there dead legs across the board? Yes. But I kind of like the way this kind of played out. And let me explain that.
Because of grit.
well, yes, but that's not why.
Okay.
Like, I thought it really showed, you know, number one, depth. You know, Jayshon Tate, you know, all of a sudden looked like pretty dang good.
I mean, and yeah. This is a real credit to, what is it, what did they call themselves? And I forgot it because there was a fantastic piece written mm-hmm. about this, like the kind of Stay Ready crew or whatever they like to call themselves. That, I mean, the likes of Jeff Green and Jayshon Tate and guys that, when everybody's healthy, they're getting solid
Aaron Holiday, DNP CDs. Doc Landale.
But when the coach calls for them, they come in and they immediately are ready to impact. They don't need to get into their groove. They're just like, here's energy, here's effort, here's, you know, shot making. And they do a good job, and Jayshon's absolutely a part of that.
And so that's part of it. Like, you could see the depth. You just laid it out. But also, you could see, like, I don't know if it's just been ingrained in them, you know, through training camp and the season and Ime Udoka's. Like, all the same elements that you saw from the starters, you saw from the backups. And all the – even the starters somehow – and they're professional athletes. I'm not saying, you know, that they were just going to mail it in. But somehow found a way – to still get their numbers, to still make the big plays. Like, Amen Thompson was still not exactly, he wasn't quite the dominant player that we've seen against Cleveland and Boston. But in spurts, he worked both ends of the floor when he needed to. You know, he finished. Same thing with Jalen Green. You talked about him. Like, they could dial it up when they needed to, when so many things were going against them. That's the mark of a team, a good team. That really is. And the other thing that I said earlier that I think is a big thing is, if you're going to turn the ball over and you're not going to play real good basketball, at least make your free throws.
And they hit their free throws to a high degree.
19 out of 20.
Yeah, 95%.
It was kind of a good sign in amidst a bad game. You know, just the way they pulled this thing.
Yeah, through. And I mean, if you are going to have a bad game, I would obviously opt to not. But if you're going to have a game where you're not playing at your best, I'd much rather you find a way to win within that. And obviously that is...
with those elements.
That is what they did. Yeah. And you talked about some of the ways that they were able to do that. Dan barely out-rebounded an Atlanta Hawks team in this game. And I thought that pointed to some of the I guess, sluggish kind of legs or what have you. That, some of those things. But here you go, right? Like, here you are with a Rockets team that gets a victory. I do wonder, like, are you also in the same place as the Houston Rockets as an organizational? Because De'Aaron Fox, it has been made, like, official that the Kings are looking to trade him, right? That it was a situation where it felt like he wanted out, but the Kings were trying to make it work and see if, I mean, they fired their head coach in Mike Brown. Doug Christie took over. You're trying to see if maybe some things would materialize to make that kind of smooth over. But no, it seems like they are going to, as we head towards that trade deadline on, what is it, February 6th? What was that, next Thursday, I believe? Almost a week out from there?
Yeah.
They're looking to trade him. And when it comes to odds makers and all the people around basketball, the Rockets are up there. I mean, the best odds for landing his services, the Houston boy, is the San Antonio Spurs. And secondly, is the Houston Rockets of all the teams. The Rockets have already said pretty strongly outwardly that they don't intend to be, you know, in these sweepstakes. Are you're completely sold on that as well?
I am, but boy, that, and the reason I hesitated, because that would be one that would be nice. It'd be nice to have that. I actually think he probably prefers San Antonio a little more, because I think he can be, you know, the guy for Wembanyama for the foreseeable future, and could be someone. As much as Chris Paul has been okay, he doesn't offer any scoring threat, you know, or very little of a scoring threat. So teams are just collapsing on Wembanyama. But here, I think it would be a little bit, it'd be awesome to have him, but it'd be a little bit disruptive. And we were talking with Spo about that a little earlier.
Yeah.
Because Fred VanVleet is, cliche alert, the heart and soul of that locker room. I mean, just absolutely beloved and crucial. Last night was a good example. He's given everybody much reduced minutes. A lot of guys played over 40 minutes against Boston.
Correct.
Well, Fred VanVleet still played 35 minutes.
36, in fact.
Is that what it was?
Yes, sir.
Everybody else was 29, 30, 31, 27.
That's right.
So that's how valuable he is to this team.
And what's funny is box score watching is not like the best way to do this.
Minutes,
right?
Matters on a back-to-back.
No, I know. But I'm saying like box score watching, I wasn't talking about you. I was just meaning like, hey, when you're looking at the box score, it's not going to tell you everything. Watching the game is going to be a really necessary part of this. But looking at the box score, Fred VanVleet, 2 of 9, 5 points, 6 assists. You're like, all right, that's so-so. Mm-hmm. When you look at the plus-minus, he was a +7, which is significantly higher than any of the other starters. Now, of course, your bench guys were able to kind of expand the lead at points. But yeah, you outscored the other team by 7 points while Fred VanVleet's on the floor, and those are one of those. That's one of those things where it's like, it doesn't show up in some of the other areas of the box score, but his influence on the game is felt. And that is one small indication of it, because some of the stuff is the intangibles. Some of the stuff are tangible, like getting in. And one of the things we saw against the Celtics last night was being able to like have his hands in the cookie jar frequently and like guard up. In some instances where you look at him, you're like, he does not have the size to be able to handle that. But using quick hands, using savvy, able to apply his trade and kind of handle his own. He matters a good amount.
And it matters on the road to have that guy.
Yeah,
the Rockets are now 17-6 on the road, man. And we came into the season talking about, boy, I'd like to see some better protection of the rim, better offensive rebounding, and start winning those games on the road. Well, they were 14-27 last year. They're 17-6 already on the road.
So their next game is in a couple days, against the Memphis Grizzlies. At this point, we're over halfway through. We're almost at the All-Star break. What more are you looking to see from this Rockets team? Because we keep talking about, oh man, they're possible contenders. What more are you trying to see?
Well, really, more of the same from Amen. Just because I think we're seeing it happen right before our eyes. He's going to be the guy. That's not to say that Jalen Green, who actually had some moments himself last night where it was like, wow.
Leading scorer.
Was good stuff. But they're young. But really, Thompson, becoming that guy, more of the same. As far as like new stuff, I mean, I'd like to see how they implement Jabari, when that comes in into play and who's going to suffer, because you only have so many minutes. So that would be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, it feels like he's going to have to be one of the reserves, right? Coming off the bench.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder, are they going to use him as a backup center? Or are they still going to? Because, they like Steven Adams. He does not play in this game due to, they try and manage his minutes, especially with that knee that he's been dealing with. Or was it the ankle?
Yeah.
Is it Jock Landale? Or I know they like using those guys when they need to.
Mm-hmm.
Do those guys still see the similar minutes? Does that kind of cut into some of the other guys? And you've seen Cam Whitmore find more minutes in his stead. What happens there? I think that thing feels like it's more of an Ime kind of figuring out of what the rotation looks like than what these guys.
You got roster and rotation. Like. Reed Sheppard probably goes back. Right?
Well, to Rio Grande?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, he probably goes back, so you don't necessarily have to get rid of any of the guys that are integral in terms of bigs. But the minutes all of a sudden becomes an issue, and how you use them. What was, I don't have it in front of me, what was Şengün's plus minus last night?
Alperen Şengün was on 18 points, 7-12 shooting, 10 rebounds, a nice double-double there. He was -5.
That's what I thought. I thought he was a minus. So maybe that's where you start mixing in some stuff,
Ooh, you're talking about maybe...
just minutes.
Pulling back a few minutes, maybe 3 minutes from, minutes from.
From here and there. Because there's multiple guys that can play the bigs. So I'm talking about just a few here and there to mix it up.
And one of the things about Alperen is that he clearly benefits from having Jabari next to him. So that's one of the interesting things is I'd love to see how that rotation does work out. But we still got probably about a month until Jabari ends up coming back from that fractured hand that's there. If you allow me to pivot a little bit here, I was talking a little bit about refs, and I think that has been one of the things that has put at least some Texans fans off from this this Super Bowl game. But apparently they're not alone. So I think of this might be a Stuff Media Group has put together a they've done an X data claim, or sorry, Bet Online rather, mm-hmm. has done an X data, you know, survey, or not survey, but a little bit of an analysis, mm-hmm. Using tracking tweets, hashtags, direct keyboard searches and such from fan bases about possibly boycotting the Super Bowl. And where do you think the Texans rank amongst fan bases that say they are going to boycott?
They got to be like number two.
Two or three.
Top three for sure.
Yeah.
Too high.
Too high?
Correct.
Dang, I thought y'all cared.
Dang.
Well, but Bills are number one, right?
The Bills are indeed number one.
Yeah.
By a pretty big margin. They're up there a lot, supposedly, and I don't know how to fully interpret these numbers, but 25,000 claims, I guess, is mm-hmm. what they have there. Ravens, second. You can maybe see how that goes. Like feels like they were slided. The Texans are 16th of fan base.
16th?
Hey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, really? I mean, because the Browns are up here higher. The Dolphins are up there higher.
The Browns?
The Bengals. The Cowboys are up there higher.
Y'all ain't have a chance.
I know why the Cowboys would be up there. I know why the Cowboys would be. They're just sad watching it. But the Giants, the Broncos, the Bears, I'm like, what are y'all all mad about?
The Browns and the Giants are boycotting it just out of force of habit because they never go.
Yeah, right. The Commanders. Mm-hmm. Or
Jets. They must not be Taylor Swift fans or something.
It must be, because I'm like, really? I was really interested
give a damn about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like 16th, middle of the road. And maybe it's just the Texas fans, like, we love football. Yeah. We watch football regardless.
Maybe they're still tailgating.
And of course, you didn't need to take that shot. That wasn't necessary. They didn't do nothing to you.
They didn't set off the fireworks for the boycott.
That's fair. That's right. But I also find it interesting. Like, how many of these people do you actually think are going to boycott? Like, of the people that are saying that they will. How many people?
You know how.
It's an American institution.
Everybody says boycott. Very few actually boycott.
Give me a percentage number that you think.
Out of all those, however, whatever the number is, let's say 500,000 fans. 150
fans?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not watching it?
Yeah.
Or boycott? Okay.
Out of 500,000, I'd say 150.
Someone said, because we're not some crying bees in Houston. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Somebody said they're not boycotting, but they're not going out of their way to clear their entire schedule like the past. Won't be a big party, just casually watch it. I feel like I would go the other way. Mm-hmm. Go to a party because I think Bill
Burr. Just enjoy the day, yeah.
Burr had a really good joke mm-hmm. about it, and I think he was doing like a TV show, like, you know, at night, one of those
talk shows.
And he was like, I don't like going to a Super Bowl party because people there, not as many fans go to a party, mm-hmm. and they want to talk during the game and watch during the commercials. And I'm like, I feel like, if you are at a party like that, because I've been at parties where everybody's, you know, involved in the game or whatever, mm-hmm. but you can end up, there's a little bit more freedom to just walk around, chat, eat.
Yeah, I actually like the smaller watch parties more, mm-hmm. than people that's actually focused on watching the game. That's why it's always up, because I did some watch parties before on my own and tried to do a bar of favor and stuff like that, but I like being at home, like concentrating on the game, especially if it's my team.
Yeah. Mm,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's totally different. Like a regular Super Bowl, I like to go to the parties, but you also like to focus, at certain moments. So it's kind of a delicate balance, so to speak.
Yeah, if I do go to a Super Bowl party, it's because I just want to eat. I want to kind
of,
I just want to sit at home on a Sunday and watch 100%. The last game.
Yeah, and it feels like it just needs to be, bigger.
Mm-hmm.
The Super Bowl just feels like it needs to be bigger, so you have that final hurrah.
If only the Super Bowl was big.
I know, right? That's right. It's just not large enough. Speaking of that, we'll be at Radio Row. And shout out to Flight by Yingling sending us out there. Low T Center.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Made sure.
Exclusive Furniture.
Exclusive Furniture going to have us the hot seat, so we'll get good guests thanks to Exclusive Furniture. And you'll be able to see what's happening on Radio Row thanks to Mo Karam Injury Lawyers. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Hope that you are. Thank you for listening, especially if you're listening on the Odyssey app. Then I guess there's a way for you to be thanked because you listen to Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app for an hour each day for your entry into the Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. And remember that the winner will be headed to Vegas with flight and hotel accommodations for you and three guests. Plus, you get $20,000 to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball tourney. That all that happens just because you listen to Sports Radio 610.
If you win, break us off some, man.
I still not sure that we can. I haven't talked
to
legal.
Give me like $100.
Let me hold some. Yeah. I will talk to legal and let say if we can still say that. But yeah, man, make sure that you're doing what you're doing right now. Listen to Sports Radio 610, but just listen on the Odyssey app, phone or desktop. Make sure you log in for that to go into effect. All right, it's in the loop, and we've reached that time where we typically hand it over to our man, Figgy Fig, for the mixtape. What you got?
Yeah, so what's a common thing people say that makes no sense? 713-572-4610.
Don't do it, Lopez.
I got to, you know what? It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Plus, a woman is suing Lyft after a driver told her she was a little too big. The jumping is
with. Wow. Yeah.
We got the story on that.
Oh, I got to hear that next.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. What's a common thing people say that makes no sense? 713-572-4610. So somebody on social media asked this question. Now, I think we went through this a few times before, but a lot of people start rattling off random sayings and quotes that just makes no sense. Hey, how you doing?
You got guests?
We're in the zoo today.
Yeah, man. hey, salute to the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
Man.
Yeah.
Dalton Schultz.
Yeah.
But
smile and wave, baby. Smile and wave.
Yeah. But so people start naming some random quotes that we all use in the day to day life. And I'm going to go down this list. I want to see if this actually makes sense. So the first one on the list was, "I'm sweating like a pig."
I never understood that one.
People say pigs don't sweat.
Yeah. I don't think it makes much sense. Like, at all.
And the more I was thinking about it, I'm like, are they talking about, like, how we kind of consider ourselves pigs, like when we eat too much maybe. Or somebody fat.
You think you feel like you're fat and ugly.
Sweating like a pig.
I get how you get there. I guess I've just never taken the time to think about that one, which makes sense or doesn't make sense because there's other ones that I really pour over. Mm-hmm. But that one I just took it at face value. Sweating like a pig. All right, cool.
Yeah.
What about healthy as a horse?
Yeah, a lot of horses aren't healthy.
Then they go to the factory.
Have you driven by on these roads? They're not all thoroughbreds out there. I think it's just like the stature. Like it has to do with like the stature of horses, kind of majestic. So people think, oh, I'm as healthy as a horse.
Yeah. What about this one? I slept like a baby.
I don't mind that.
Them babies be waking up annoying the hell out of them.
They are awful sleepers,
but,
man.
Yeah. See, once they get past about 6 or 8 months, they'll sleep for 10 hours, 11 hours.
God, that's the life.
I mean, I don't mind that one at all.
Now, I think that one is probably because, like, babies have no real stress in life.
And they look so innocent and sweet.
Yeah, they could just sleep. Yeah, not thinking about anything.
Like my middle son's granddaughter, my second granddaughter.
Your favorite son, right?
Whatever.
I'm just asking for clarification. Why are you mad at me?
She'll go to sleep at 7 and wake up at 8 the next morning.
Who's your favorite grandkid?
It's kind of the same.
Natalie.
Thing. It depends on what.
He got a whole different phone for Natalie.
Yeah, he only talk about Natalie on the show. He don't talk about nobody else. Natalie and BG. What about this one? Unthaw or de-thaw?
Doesn't make any sense.
Wait.
Defrost.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Not de-thaw.
I got to unthaw
the car. It took me a second
to
realize what you were saying. Yeah, no, that's fact.
I say that a lot.
Because if you de-thaw, you're actually freezing it.
In theory.
I got to unthaw the car.
No. Don't say that.
I'm guilty of that, man. I don't know. Y'all know what I mean.
Exactly. That's the point. I understand what someone on a few people on the text line, have your cake and eat it too. I feel like it's an antiquated kind of concept.
Doesn't that go back way back to the Marie Antoinette stuff about let them eat cake and all that?
I don't know if it specifically ties to Marie Antoinette, but I think it's just the idea of once
you call me sensitive, hell your ass.
That's right. I don't even know how that ties in, but absolutely. Well, I guess that's probably one is calling people sensitive because it's like we're never going to get to the end of this. I feel like that's how every conversation of you're sensitive goes.
Yeah.
But I think the idea, it's just because using the word have there does not make like it's not clear enough. I think have is in like keep your cake, but then also eat it. But it's like, I have it and I eat it. Yes. That is doing both of them. It does not make sense.
Exactly.
Yeah. What about 6 a.m. in the morning?
Oh, no. Oh, not. No.
Who cares?
God, I hate that.
Who cares?
I care.
The show starts 6 a.m. in the morning, guys.
I hate that.
Pain and Pendergast.
Even in text, and y'all know this.
Redundancy gets you, huh?
The
ATM
gosh.
Machine? I'm going to hit the ATM machine right quick.
Yeah. Hey, that one's fine.
Redundancy
though,
is pushing my buttons. Absolutely.
What about this? This one kind of been making the rounds a lot because of a viral post, but saying someone did a 360 when they changed.
Yeah, that's incorrect. That means you're still doing the same thing.
Look at his life. He did a 360 with his life.
I was doing bad with my life, and I'm still doing right back bad again.
Yeah, maybe they mean it. Like, yeah, I did a 360. I'm still right here. It's 180, people.
Yeah, what about this one?
Math has never been our strong suit as a country, though. Well, maybe not never, but definitely now.
Yeah,
what about this one, though? This one might be a little picky, but when people say lions are king of the jungle.
That one annoys me.
Does it really?
And lions don't live in the jungle.
Well, yeah.
And even if they were in the jungle, they not the apex predators in that mug.
Yeah. I think it's just, that one's more.
I ain't
just
watching Lion King with you, man. Simba was out there in them jungles, man.
He wasn't in no jungles. Oh, well, yeah, when he went hanging out with Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah, he was out there in them jungles, man. He was the king of the jungle then. Mm-hmm. What about this one? We went through this one irregardless.
Yeah, I don't even need to say anything, do I?
Yeah.
That is the word means something now.
Yeah.
What about for all intents and purposes?
Ah, yes. For all people say that intensive purposes because they don't know it, all intents and purposes.
Yeah. God. You are really pushing my buttons.
That's
today.
Right. I love this. This is a great segment. Because some of these things annoy me, but mildly. And I appreciate that they annoy him a lot more. But this 3-4-6 one, this does annoy me, especially. I think this happens a lot in churches. And maybe, just correct me if I'm wrong, maybe it's just a church that I've been to. When people say on today, instead of just saying today?
Oh, man. I'm so happy
to have you here on today.
I thought that was a Houston thing because I started hearing it when I moved to Houston.
Okay.
Where a lot of people in church, you really hear it in church.
See?
On today?
Yes.
I'm like, why don't you just say today?
I don't know.
Noon o'clock hour.
Okay, well, all right. Okay.
Noon o'clock hour.
To be fair, that was you know, beaten into my head by somebody else. So that's somebody else's fault.
That'll make it right.
Fair enough.
You know what? Not on the list that just occurred to me is when people, and this is accurate. This is an actual word, but for some reason it still bothers me. I was conversating.
Oh, yeah. No, conversing.
It's conversing or talking.
Yeah, conversating is actually legit,
but it just sounds awful.
Yeah, we used to get trouble in school. Yeah. I'm conversating. That's not a word.
No, like it actually is. It's something that you can say, but it just sounds horrible.
Yeah, last one, happy as a clam. Mm-hmm. Where did that come from?
Clams are happy, man.
Are they happy people? Did we do a survey?
How do you know?
I don't know.
They're not people. I can never tell they happy.
Yeah.
So it's a rapper by the name of Dank DeMoss from Detroit, Michigan.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, and she is suing Lyft because her driver refused to let her in the car because of her weight. We're going to go to Fox. I want to say this is Fox 2 in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a story on that situation.
She was just trying to get to a Detroit Lions watch party this month when her Lyft rolled up.
As I'm walking, I see him like making faces or whatever. I'm like, oh man.
She already knew.
I can fit in this car.
Believe me, you can.
Yes, I can.
Believe me.
He told her there's not enough room in his car.
The kicker part was when he started to talk about his tires. You know, I feel like that was a slap in the face. That was like my tires, you know, like.
The driver said his tires could not handle her weight.
Well, every big person, you turn down because they can't fit in your car?
Yeah, because they need to order the Uber XL.
No, I don't never have to order Uber XL.
He apologized, canceled the ride, and left her there. The rapper says she's pretty tough. Dank DeMoss, as she's known at the mic, is crushed by the whole situation.
I just want them to know, like, it really hurt my feelings.
It looks like Lyft might be hurting pretty soon, too. Her attorneys, John Marco and Zach Runyon, say weight is a protected characteristic in Michigan by law. The lawsuit is filed. Since she posted the encounter on social media, other full-figured folks have reached out saying the same thing happened to them.
So the one thing I didn't mention before I played this clip.
What did she go about, 250?
Times two.
Wow.
I want to say she's almost at 500 pounds.
Wow.
I think she at like 489, according to the article.
That's a lot.
The Lyft driver said, nah, my tires.
I love that he was just in a place where he was like, I don't have a great way of saying this, but he was just grasping for anything. Mm-hmm. I think the tires can't handle it, something like that. You just can't get in. You can't get in here.
Look, we all know we have to be sensitive. We all know there's medical reasons people gain weight. We all that. I think there's an actual, you know, realistic way that you can just say you're too big. You're too big because cars have towing capacities.
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
No, they actually do. Like, you have to have a truck to pull a boat. You have to have, you know, a 2,500 or 3,500 to pull a big trailer.
Have you put a boat on the back of a small car?
Exactly. Corolla? I'm being dead serious. I would have just said, look, that's too much weight for the car. It's too much weight. Forget the tires and all that. Like, this car is not rated to tow, you know, 500 pounds.
The one thing I would say is, with a car, can you put 250 people in the back? Because I feel like if you put 500 person, you should be able to. And I feel like this, ultimately, it's tough for the driver themselves, but this now falls on Lyft as a company. Because it feels like this is a situation that they did not account for, that they have now, put onto the contractors that are driving, when really it should be a designation that unless you up to a certain weight, you probably need to go ahead and get Uber XL, and we put that into the writing on.
How about just a simple, we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone at like a restaurant.
The first thing I thought about is when people take flights, if they're a little bigger, not even 500 pounds, you could be just a little wide.
Yeah.
Sometimes they make you buy an extra ticket.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my big thing is there's just got to be communication ahead of time. And I do feel for like all the parties involved on the ground level, because that's not a fun conversation to have on either way.
Yeah.
And I think that they're both operating from a place of sincerity. That's the big thing is I don't think anybody was operating from a place.
He wasn't
rude.
He wasn't hating on, you know, fat people, big people, whatever, you know. It was just like, nah, I can't. I get it.
Yeah. He was trying to be nice. He said, sorry. Well, I gotta go, but I think, man, I'm curious to see how this gonna go around in court, because unless Lyft got to put a policy out there saying it's a weight limit, which you don't see nobody going around with a weight limit just to get in the car.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. And somebody said a 500-pound rap celebrity. Are you serious?
Yes. Hey, check her video out.
I'd rather not.
Why?
That's a lot.
Dank DeMoss.
That's a lot.
Hey, check YouTube.
Hey, we got big rappers out here. Big ass to plug. And I don't think he know 500 pounds, but hey, man, look, we got some big rappers out here. You heard of Christopher Wallace, haven't you?
Yeah.
Biggie.
Big L, Big Pun. That's all that. It's a whole big rapper industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. I don't know that we solved anything there, but it was interesting to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you, Figgy. It's the mixtape. You hear every weekday, 1:20 p.m. right here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. In fact, get him at Figgy Fig. At the Figgy Fig.
Yeah, on at the media. Figgy Fig. Hit me up.
Hit him up. Let him know that you like the mixtape. Or if you see something that you think would be good for the mixtape, hit him up at the Figgy Fig on social media. All right. You're in the loop. And coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to the fellas of The Drive, Clint and Show. We'll do that next.
Don't call me sensitive. Hell, your ass.
I am sensitive.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
See, you climb, bro.
Catch me every time.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610.
Just like, what's the damn number?
Don't call me sensitive. Hell, your ass.
I am sensitive.
I do love that. You got Clint in there like, you're right. You've accurately diagnosed.
He said, I am sister.
I am. That is correct. All right. Been a fun show all Wednesday long here. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Getting on the text line, 713-572-4610, where the 832 said, Albert Breer endorses your position on confirming personal foul calls. Said technology is too advanced to not be utilized. I mean, yeah, it does feel like we're going to get to that place where you want to use that now. I'm interested in seeing, like, when these things are implemented, like, how far along the technology is. Because, again, I've always had questions on, like, the Hawkeye technology on ball spotting. Like, is that actually advanced enough to really do the job that we think it can? But, like, or putting chips in the ball, especially an oblong ball. Like, is it going to have the appropriate, you know, parameters?
I say find out.
Yeah,
that's why you have preseason.
Yeah.
Hell, what the XFL for?
XFL, with the XFL preseason. Like, I'm really intrigued, and we'll be talking about this a lot more, about Major League Baseball and electronic
strike. What? We're going to be talking about Major League Baseball?
Electronic strike.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, that's happening pretty soon.
That's really intriguing. So, you know what? Find out. Give it a shot.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah.
Some things that have come down the news wire of sorts. We got a dispatch from the National Basketball Association. About one, Dylan Brooks, the villain himself. After the Rockets beat the Celtics, Dylan Brooks and Amen Thompson.
Drug test.
What was that?
Did he get a drug test?
No, I don't know anything about that. Maybe he did.
Yeah, ten three-pointers.
He said he should.
Yeah.
He was letting the crowd hear it. He was giving them hell. And he let us hear it on Space City Home Network because him and Amen were doing the post game with Vanessa Richardson. And you heard... at one point, or at two points, actually, heard him, drop things like this.
How would you describe the feeling as that shot left your hands and you knew you guys had it?
That felt great. Yeah, I knew
that was going in.
I knew this was my breath. That's my first game winning. I feel like Kobe.
That's my favorite part still, though.
That was such a fun moment. Like, you can hear the excitement with Amen. Like, he really is just 21 years old, excited to do this.
Yeah.
And he does it at such a high level.
Rockets Twitter had a blast with that, too, man. And they went from comparing Jalen Green to Kobe to Amen Thompson. Kobe.
Bigger Kobe, better defender. Young defender Kobe.
Yeah.
Has a little bit of the hair if you comb it out.
Yeah, they put the side-by-side with their first game winners.
That's right.
Kobe was identical at
22. And Amen at 21. It was cool for him to have that. But if you heard going into that, in fact, the question not even directed at Dylan Brooks, but Dylan Brooks was like, I knew that MF'er was going in. And he dropped another MF'er in that particular interview. Yeah. And the NBA was like, that's too much. As today, the Rockets forward Dylan Brooks has been fined $25,000 for using profane language during a live television interview. So, I mean, if you
watch your mouth, man.
If you wanted to feel bad about the fine that Will Anderson Jr. and Joe Mixon got, same fine for dropping a couple of MF'ers on TV. For Dylan Brooks. So yeah, there you go. That happened.
Man, I think that's that Anthony Edwards rule.
It was no, Anthony Edwards was going.
He's wilding.
Yeah, he just does
in these interviews. Yeah,
absolutely. And I do wonder, was that one simulcast on NBA TV? I can't recall, because sometimes that will happen.
Yeah, every game is kind of sort of national TV. Probably, if you want to see it, you can find it.
Yeah, I think do NBA TV, whenever is a game that kind of interesting, they just kind of jump on it.
They will cut to it, but I don't know that you would have gotten the post game interview like what happened there.
With that being a hell of a game, they probably left it on like, yo, let's see what they talking about.
That is possible.
Especially with him getting that game winner.
That is true. Yeah. So I guess shout out to the villain doing villain things and maybe being a little bit lighter in the pocket.
Man, that's a lot of money for. Two MFers.
That's $25,000 man. For that?
Yeah, $12,500 per MFer that you drop.
Man.
That's a little unfortunate there, but that is what it is in that situation. I know you're happy to hear that, Lopez.
It is what it is.
That's right. How interested or how much have you turned your attention to the team building aspect of the Texans? Because both Nick Caserio and I believe D'Amico Ryans are out in Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl, where, you know, a lot of the upperclassmen around college football, so maybe some of the ones that are, you know, not as highly regarded or whatever, are out there doing the practices, which are really the main thing. The game itself is fine, but seeing the practices, seeing various players, especially ones that maybe aren't like D3 levels or whatever, get a chance to play across from guys of a similar caliber that you hope have a somewhat NFL type, you know, game. You get to get more information and insight into some of these guys. So they're learning the Texans are learning a lot about those folks. How much are you tapped into some of these things?
Probably more than I should.
Why would you say more than you should? Why that?
Well, I mean, yeah, they're still going to have draft picks and high draft picks and all that. But it's not like I was, you know, when you had, you know, number one pick and or number two pick and
fair enough
and all that. But it's just a testament to the NFL gets you, man. They find a way to get you every time. And this isn't even
365,
really,
man.
It's not even really an NFL production, but, you know, NFL is such a part of it.
Yeah, and NFL related, NFL adjacent, and that's all it needs.
Yeah. And I did find it this interesting that D'Amico and Nick were both there. Now, yes. I know D'Amico was in town earlier this week, but they were both there. So have these interviews been Zoom? I know one was reported as Zoom, I think.
Was that the Nixon or no, the Thad Lewis?
I think Thad Lewis was reported as Zoom.
Which, by the way, if you're not familiar, four official interviews have been reported. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Jeff Nixon happened, over the weekend?
Yeah.
And then Gerard Johnson, we didn't get an exact time on when, but I think they said early this week, so I'm assuming that it's done at this point. Thad Lewis was the one that we had reported most recently. And then Nick Cayley, who's a tight ends coach and passing game coordinator, who will have his tomorrow. I wonder if those guys, if that
they might
means
be back, right?
They're coming back. I don't know. Or maybe that's also a Zoom interview. We'll find out. Or maybe we won't. Sometimes we don't know about those things, but those are the interviews that are currently on the books or have happened for your Texans when it comes to the offensive coordinator position.
I think, but as far as the Senior Bowl, it just gives you a chance to see guys that you've really just kind of heard about or seen some highlights or some guys you never even heard of.
Yeah, it's
there's a D3. I was all in on this. There's a 5'10" D3, I believe, center.
Yeah, he's going to have to play center. Like, he's 5'10" without super long arms, man.
That apparently is just kicking butt. Like just absolutely kicking butt at Senior Bowl. So it's just like, you know, intrigue. Again, there's that word, but just sort of like
intrigue.
You know, haven't heard of that guy. Let's see what he's got. And you just kind of get sucked in, you know?
Yeah. So that's where those guys are. I'm interested how everybody is. Like, are people digging deep into mock drafts and those types of things? I think we might get our first mock draft update tomorrow on the program. Just kind of go around and
I'm
see.
I'm not ready for it, man.
Deal with it. That's too damn bad. You're going to have to deal with that one.
This is Grandpa. Yeah. It's too damn bad.
That's exactly what's happening there. And yes, more people are still tapped into part of the mixtape. So, you know, I'll oblige. Let's get back into some of the things like the things that people say that you really annoy you and that you don't like hearing. Mm-hmm. Somebody said when people say verse instead of verses, I feel like that's about the same thing.
I think that's generational. My kids say verse and I used to correct them because the word is verses.
Sure.
Yeah. But it's just like, it's become like a
Kansas
cultural
City verse
accepted cultural Philly. Thing. By the way, here it is. No, he's actually from North Carolina. Willie Lampkin, 5'10", 270.
He just looked like a fire hydrant.
Look at him.
He's holding people
he's
off.
He's so cute.
Yeah. But, well, okay. All right. Very good. But yeah. One of the things that I was going to say that I actually forgot to mention, the idea of I could care less versus I couldn't care less. That one always annoys me a little bit. Because, I mean...
Which one is it?
It's I couldn't. Because in theory, if you could not care less, you are at the bottom of your care level.
Yeah.
There's no more care to be had.
I think
or
I
no
could,
less, rather.
Much like verse, I think I could care less has just become part of the...
Certainly.
You know, vernacular that is acceptable for the same definition.
Wait, do people really say this all of a sudden?
Oh, yes.
I've never heard that. I can honestly say I've never heard that.
All of a sudden. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
That's
yeah. We just lazy when we talk. That's all.
That's right.
We ain't trying to say all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. You get the point. You know what time it is.
All of a sudden.
Okay. All right. But yeah, man, it's been a fun show.
It has been a fun show, and I do want to ask the boys when they get in here if they've ever eaten cereal in a truck.
Nobody
man,
does that.
Why is you asking that, man?
I think a lot of people do.
Nobody does it. Somebody said, you've never heard all of us. No, all,
that
all of a sudden is what I'm saying, is what I said I'd never heard.
Yeah.
Somebody said less versus fewer.
Now, that's a good one.
So many people get it wrong, though. In fact, I get it wrong a decent amount of time.
I care less.
Let me give you one that is.
No, but just like, oh, yeah, those. I had less of those. It's like, no, you had fewer of those or something
to
that effect.
This is where the nerd in me comes out.
Oh, okay.
I still get irritated on broadcasts. Consistently irritated on broadcasts when they say Reggie Atatula has 27 points on the day. It's not on the day.
Really?
What is it?
It's for the day.
Yeah, both of those sound funny to me anyways.
You know, Clint Sterner has 27 completions for the day. It's for the day.
How many touchdowns does he have for the day?
I hate when broadcasters say so and so.
Don't do that,
such
Clint.
Zero
on. No, broadcasters
zero.
Do it. We do it. You will never hear me say. You will never, ever, ever hear me say on the day ever, because it's incorrect.
I can't wait for
day.
That time when I catch you.
It's for the day, or for the game. It's not on the game or on the day. It's just
Dylan Brooks
not.
Had 10 threes on the day.
Certain things just. Push your buttons. And that
they
one pushes
grind your gears.
I've heard Jim Nance say it. I've heard just name a great broadcaster.
Well, I'm sure you've heard one of the two fellas on the drive say
I
it,
probably have.
We butcher stuff constantly.
It's not on the day. It's for the day.
We welcome
if
in.
If we learn nothing else today, next time you say something like.
That's not what I learned today.
You know, CJ Stroud was 10 of 12 for the day.
That's this is going to be a quixotic you know task for you. It's going to be you're going to be Don Quixote. There's nobody, you know, just a mission to civilize and nobody's coming with you. We welcome in our fellas of the drive
of the day.
For the day.
For the day.
See,
for
you're not going to remember it. Yeah. It's not going to happen. Don't worry about it.
On the day guy.
Like think about on the day. How does that make any sense?
Well, I mean, you got to.
You can say on this
you're
day.
You're going a little overtime. You're going to make sense of everything I say. Yes. I agree with you.
You can say he's 10 of 12 on this day, but that doesn't sound right. It's for the day, for the day.
Okay, I'm just going to say in the game. somebody said vice versa. Vice versa. Yeah, that one is a little just a little annoying for me.
It's a great album from Pastor Troy.
yeah, fair enough. Touche. Fellas, of the drive, it is Clint, it is show. Fella, how y'all living?
You see this, Clint?
We're good.
You see this, Clint?
Hey.
What is he showing off?
My man got a Coors Light Silver Bullet fishing shirt.
He sure does.
I saw him in the hallway. I was like, hey, man. Look, I told him he needed to go on and hand it down to you, boy.
He's not going to
hate it. And then I started talking about, man, what if I give you $50 for it?
What's the number?
There is a number. I don't know what it is. It's a double X.
Get away. I can get away with
okay, we're going to have to make a deal here shortly. Mm-hmm. You might not want this shirt, though. I'm pretty sure there's milk on it. This man.
I want the character, man.
This man said that he eats cereal in the truck.
Every day.
He eats cereal in
every
the
day.
Truck.
Every day.
That's your breakfast.
Is there a worse food
what kind
to
of
eat?
Cereal?
In it the varies. Truck? My wife buys the healthy stuff. I buy the kid stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So it varies. But
well, I mean, the thought of, like, I know where you
but
live.
I don't have it in a bowl. I have it in a little big mug.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know where you live, so there's no roads.
Don't
there's no.
This.
I mean, it's no, I'm not. I'm saying like where I come from. I mean, I hit every kind of road you can get. I mean, yeah. I got the county road. I got the 99. I got the toll road. Yeah. I got the highway. I got 45. I got 59. I could probably find a way the first 5 minutes of my drive to make it happen.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, you're in traffic from the time you leave. You're not necessarily in traffic, yeah. but you are yes. literally in traffic with lights and a
stop
bunch of cars
go.
The whole way.
Yeah, yeah.
The hell you doing?
All these years, first time I ever spilled my entire cereal in my truck was this morning.
In your lap?
No, in the next seat, fortunately.
Oh.
Yeah. Man.
And that got us going on what was the wildest things people seen on these roads while people are driving?
Ooh.
Y'all,
what you think
the drivers
correct.
Of Houston, man.
What you think is correct.
Getting some stuff done.
The craziest thing to me, Reg, and I mean, call me, maybe I'm naive, but until I started working here and commuting so much, I never realized while you're in traffic how easy and how common it is to smell us as
oh, yeah.
dope.
My favorite was somebody said yep. they were watching a woman shave her legs.
Oh, wow.
While she's
put
driving.
Up on the console.
While
baby.
She's
you
driving.
Sure she was shaving her legs?
Well, maybe the legs are where it started.
Yeah, that's quite okay. possible.
Yeah, hey, man.
Word it in, John.
Doggy.
I don't know how. I don't know if I talk about it. I'm not trying to get the FCC on my keys.
Word it is, John.
I'm going to be completely honest. I don't want the FCC on me.
I've had me kitty. A round or two in a rig.
That's
kitty cat. Kitty, 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 kitty.
Wasn't
cat.
Shaving no legs.
Flip that
bitch.
Metal console.
Flip
that
Garfield, huh?
Oh, man. Yeah. Had the hairless version of those. All right.
Flip that Garfield.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and just get out of Dodge before I get in trouble.
Kitty,
so
kitty, kitty,
we're done for the day. We leave you in the capable hands of these fine fellas. You're listening to KILT AM, KILT FM HD2, Houston, rather, an Odyssey Sports Station. And right now, The Drive is live.